So in high school, in religion class, a teacher told me, there's two questions that you will continue to ask yourselves throughout your whole life. Two fundamental questions in our lives for when you're a high schooler, grade schooler, up until really your death. These two questions are who am I and what am I here to do? Who am I and what am I here to do? Really, condensing those two would be, what is your identity and your mission? What is my identity and what is my mission? You know, today, Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? What are people saying about me? Don't we often do that? We look outside of us to see who are we. A lot of it is social media. It's posting ourselves, but then also seeing people's reactions and rely on that. But now Christ is saying, but who do you say that I am? For that is most important. Who do you say that I am? Peter says, you are the Christ. And there's no way he can know this without the grace of God. No way he can know this without the grace of God. How do we know that Jesus is the Christ in our life? I think if I ask all of you, and even the kids in catechesis, they can say that Jesus is the Christ intellectually. But belief and knowledge isn't just intellectual knowledge. True knowledge comes from your intellect, but also from experience, from the heart. That's why when we pray with our mind and our heart and lift it up to God, not just one or the other. So we might know Christ intellectually, but have you come to believe that Christ, Jesus, is the Christ of your life? I'd like to share you, I guess, my experience of how I've come to know Christ, Jesus, as Christ in my own life. You know, I find everyone will struggle with their identity in their life. Everyone will. That's why they're fundamental questions. Fundamental questions. And it's until you find your identity, then you will find your mission. You have the peace of Christ. The world has it backwards. They say, what you do is who you are. So we're always looking to do things, trying to find ourselves, right? Trying to find ourselves. We're seeking. But no, it's when you find your identity, your mission will flow from that. And I found that, and I want to share that with you. You know, I've struggled with my identity, especially because I'm a first-generation Vietnamese-American. My parents are refugees from Vietnam, and so they came here. And so I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, and I grew up, my family was fortunate enough to move to the Kansas side and send me to Curé of ours. And so I grew up in kind of two worlds. At Curé of ours, my family and my cousins, we were the only Asians in the church, the school. So, you know, like, everyone knew, like, oh, that's just the family right here. And so I would go to grade school at Curé of ours throughout the week. But on the weekends, we would cross state line, we'd go to the Vietnamese church, because there's a Vietnamese Catholic church, actually where my dad is a permanent deacon today. And so then I would go to mass over there in this Vietnamese church, all Vietnamese people in the Vietnamese language. And in some ways, I was living kind of these two worlds. One, you can say I was living in Missouri and Kansas. You know, in high school, I drove down state line. I would drive to school in Missouri, but drive home in Kansas. You know. But then also, you know, I was living in these two worlds of, am I American? What does it mean to be American? Or am I Vietnamese? You know, in some ways, there's parts of my life where I wanted to be American. I wanted to be just like everyone else. Because I saw, okay, what is that? What is it to be an American? But then being in America, I was in some ways more proud to be Vietnamese. Because I can see like the values that the Asian cultures had, which is geared more towards community and family and, you know, elder respect. And so parts of my life, I identify as one or the other, but there was always this tension of who am I? Who am I? Until I went to seminary and they sent me to Vietnam. And so I went over to Vietnam for the first time in my life. First time in my life, and when I got there, it felt like home. It felt just like home. The smells, the sounds, the language, the people, it felt like home. I was used to it. But the interesting thing was, as I was there, I could see, okay, I can see the resemblance. It feels kind of like home. But then for the first time in my life, I was like, I'm proud to be an American. You know, there was a sense of appreciation of the American values, this sense of independence or freedom, things like that. And so once again, it had in my mind, and I think in all of our minds, it has to be one or the other. Again, this all or nothing. But it didn't work. There's that tension there, isn't there? That tension. Until I let go. What I realized through prayer and through Christ is that who I was wasn't American or Vietnamese. I was a child of God. And how I found that was going through the struggles. You know, today Christ says, the Son of Man must suffer. And anyone who wants to follow him must carry his cross and follow after me. You know, I think in the culture today, the value is to avoid all suffering and discomfort at all costs. And to seek comfort at all costs. But that's not how we grow. That's not even the biblical message. The biblical message is carry your cross and follow after me. And that's where Peter, after proclaiming that this is Christ, he kind of, in his own sinfulness, he says, no, you can't. You can't suffer. Christ is calling us to transcend that. What I found is, in that struggle, in that tension of life, and sometimes we even have it with our own sinfulness as well as our own goodness, that we are good, we are children of God. We struggle with that tension in our hearts. But when I identified as, when I started to look at my true identity comes from Christ, I saw things more clearly. Everything I appreciated in American culture really stemmed in the Catholic faith. Everything I appreciated in the Vietnamese culture was actually stemmed in the Catholic faith. The beauty of the Catholic faith and beauty about Christ, he doesn't destroy. The faith can go into any culture and actually help purify it. It doesn't take away, it doesn't destroy, it purifies. And so even with my own tension of my own sinfulness and of my own goodness, identifying Christ to see that it purifies me, it doesn't destroy any part of me. It's in going through our own sufferings, our own struggles, that we learn to let go. You know, the whole part of the spiritual life is not so much about achievements, of gaining of things, but detachment, of letting go. St. Paul continues to talk about, you know, when I'm weakest, I'm strongest. He says these kind of paradoxical things. When I'm weakest, I'm strongest. You know, it's in dying to myself that Christ rise within me. And so we know that Jesus is the Christ. But to believe it, don't be afraid to carry your cross each day. For your sacrifices are not wasted. They never are. Your sacrifices, when you conform them to the one sacrifice of the Mass, this is why Mass is so important, then it transforms our sacrifices into something much greater. Then we're letting Christ into our lives to transform us into the children we were meant to be. So what are the tensions in your hearts? Be not afraid of it. Wrestle with it. But don't do it alone. Invite the Lord into that struggle to let it transform you. So as you come to receive the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, can we say that Christ, this Christ in the Eucharist, that's Jesus, the Christ, the saving God, as Peter did, knowing that our sufferings are with him to transform our lives. Amen.